It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad to have you with us on a Monday, April 8th. And what a great way to start out the week. I was just telling Sally Gilbert and Jeff Quick, I can't think of a better way to start out a week here on Talk of the Town. We are going to talk about the Shred-a-thon, the Arvest Shred-a-thon, which is coming up this Saturday, and Feed the Pack, which is coming up next Saturday. Jeff Quick, CEO of the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas, is with us, and Sally Gilbert, who is the Community Bank President of Arvest here in Mountain Home. So glad you could be with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
No problem. Get the word out about great things that we have going on in April to benefit an outstanding cause and unfortunate awareness that this is such a great need in our communities.
Yeah.
It's a great need across the nation that I think people are very still unaware of. But I know, Jeff, you've worked really hard to make sure that it's in the forefront, that there is food insufficiency, especially among our young and elderly population, and those are the people that are most at risk.
Yeah,
and we
really
need
is.
To take care of them.
Some of our most vulnerable populations are the ones that are at risk the most, and that's why we're so pleased to have Arvest and incredible community partners across the region that are supportive of the food bank and our work. And like you said, what better way to start out a week than sitting here and talking with you and Sally and working with a great team of folks at Arvest Bank.
Absolutely. You were talking a little bit before we went on the air. I'm very curious as to how much money has been raised with the Feed the Pack. How many years you've been doing Feed the Pack now?
This is our fourth year.
Okay.
And during those 4 years, well, let's just say during the first 3 years, we've raised over $59,000 for our backpack programs.
Wow.
And those are specific backpack programs in Baxter and Marion County. So we're talking about Yellville Summit, Flippin, Cotter, Norfolk, and Mountain Home Schools. So it's five schools that are receiving the benefits from these Feed the Pack fundraising goals. And, you know, it's just incredible. We've got another goal this year for $20,000, and I think we're well on our way.
I think you'll make that and hopefully exceed it. Arvest has been involved with this since the inception, hasn't it, Sally?
Yes, ma'am, and partnering with some associates that had some great ideas along with Jeff. We have always been supportive and have a million meals that we always are raise in order at all our banking centers at the three locations in Mountain Home and in Bull Shoals and through Harrison as well, Lead Hill and Yellville. We do everything we can to be supportive through our Arvest Million Meals campaigns, and you can already make those contributions of a monetary donation or non-perishable food items in any one of our locations. We also like to offer a much-needed service to the community. That's our Shred-a-thon that will happen at our east location in Mountain Home this Saturday morning from 10 to noon, where anyone can bring all their shredded documents that we'll do for them. And there's no charge for that, but we're accepting contributions in order that we can help with these food insecurities. And 100% of that will go directly to the food bank to help us kick this off and meet those needs.
And you can bring up to five boxes of documents to be shredded this time of year. You've been
yes,
going
ma'am.
Through those documents. You've been getting those taxes together
mm-hmm.
or already filed. I hope everybody
mm-hmm.
has. But if you've got those documents pulled, go ahead, put them in a box, bring them down, and they'll take care of it. And this is a really safe way to make sure that they are taken care of properly.
Absolutely.
You don't want people getting a hold of your information. I mean, we hear about identity theft. We hear about the fraudulent practices going on all over the place. So this is really a great service that you offer the community as well.
Absolutely. And we're excited about that. And we're equally excited about the designation. Mountain Home has been the proclamation from the mayor that this year, Friday, April 26, will be Feed the Pack Day in Mountain Home. And I know that'll be a exciting, busy day for us, Jeff, and Arvest Associates and every civic organization, volunteers, anyone listening that would like to volunteer on that day. We'll be at grocery storefronts throughout all of the communities that we serve in order that in that one day we come a long way in hitting that goal of $20,000 again. And it all stays right here to benefit hungry people and food, help with food insecurities in our communities.
Absolutely. And you guys do such a great job of putting a face on the need by being at these locations and accepting donations, not only monetarily, but the non-perishable items. And some of the items, Jeff, I think we need to maybe touch on a few of the items that are really most needed, especially for the backpack program.
Sure. So when we look at backpack program items, you're really looking at things that are, of course, non-perishable, but also that are child friendly. So you want to make sure that they don't have to use a can opener to open it. So if it's in a can, it has a pop top. You also want to look at things, items that don't necessarily have to be cooked. So fruit cups and granola bars and, you know, things along that line. If it does need to be cooked, think about what can go in a microwave. And we actually have ways that, you know, some of our folks don't have a microwave, but they have a stove. Mm-hmm. So our AmeriCorps team has gone through and done recipes of how to cook these microwavable meals on the stove as well.
Well, how clever.
But if you have that opportunity, just go ahead and think about that. Non-perishable, easy to open, and child-friendly in the way of cooking.
Right. And let's try to keep it healthy, too. And,
oh,
and
yeah.
That's another – we need to also look at the fact that we need healthy foods for these small
sure.
bodies that are growing and for our elderly population as well. They don't need a bunch of junk food.
That's right.
They need good food.
Yeah, we look at low sodium, low fat, high protein, high fiber. Those are the kinds of things. And especially with our fruit cups, we also want to think about low sugar.
Low sugar.
Yes.
Diabetes is an epidemic in this country. Mm-hmm. So is there a list that people can look at, perhaps?
Sure. You can go to our website anytime to see if you want to donate now through the Arvest Million Meals or Feed the Pack, or if you want to just donate, you know, throughout the course of the year. And there's a list on our website, and that's foodbanknca.org.
Well, again, thank you so much for everything you do. And Sally, before we wrap up, let's tell everybody one more time about Shred-a-thon, where you're going to be and what exactly is going on that day. That is this Saturday.
It is. And I'm going to be, along with a great team of teammates and volunteers from our community, are going to be at the Arvest located in front of Walmart on 62 East in Mountain Home. We'll be accepting and shredding your documents from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And hope we have a big turnout and look forward to seeing everyone there. And today you can get out and bring those non-perishable food items that we were talking about or a monetary contribution to any of our locations. And Jeff, can you tell everybody what a dollar does?
Sure.
Yeah.
Every dollar donated to the food bank, either through Arvest Million Meals or just on a regular basis, provides 7 meals to people in need. So
$1.
$1, 7 meals.
So think about being a sustainable member as well. You could have that monthly
Absolutely.
Contribution. You know, if you have a few extra dollars each month, and I'm sure a lot of us do,
yeah.
they should be going to a good place and a place where it's going to stay in the community and help people. Just saying.
Yeah, that's our big deal. And you can make those sustainable, you know, monthly donations or quarterly donations on our website as well. And if you want to be specific and say that you want it to go to Feed the Pack, where it asks for you to name who this is in honor of, just write Feed the Pack in there and we'll make sure that it gets counted for our backpack program.
You guys make it so easy
we do.
To donate.
Mm-hmm.
And Sally, thank you again so much for what you're doing to help make sure that folks are fed, and especially the kiddos, the backpack program for those out there that aren't aware. The backpacks are what they take home on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And sometimes these are the only meals that these kids have. And this also goes on during the summer, right, Jeff?
We do have summer meal programs during the summer. And then at First Methodist in Mountain Home, the backpack program is extended with a summer feeding program. Basically, the students and their families are able to go to the Methodist Church in Mountain Home. I believe it's on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quote me on that. But you could call that church office or the food bank, and we could get you the exact times and dates on that as well.
Excellent. Well, I guess we'll see you both on Saturday.
Looking
and again, on the 26th, don't forget about Feed the Pack Day, which is really an all-day event.
Oh, it
as
is.
Well,
like
at all
from
the locations.
8 a.m. to 6 p.m., we will be on
you'll be everywhere.
In the storefront
everywhere.
And reporting throughout the day the excitement and everything that this community is doing to help support this as well. And then we'll have a grand total at the end of the day, which is always a fun time.
It really is. We get the feeds here at the station, and we keep everybody updated. You'd be very surprised how many folks we have call and ask, how much is it up to? Thank you again for everything you do for our community, Sally Gilbert and Jeff Quick. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
You as well.
Thank you.
All right. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.